Hey everybody, welcome back. Checkpoint XP on campus hitting you in the face once more with collegiate esports news. Your host Norris Howard here, joined alongside Jacob Brothers out in Vegas. And one thing I definitely want to say is like and subscribe if you are trying to follow the latest in esports news, collegiate esports news in particular. Hit that subscribe button and stay tuned because we got a whole bunch of news coming out. The fall semester's already been crazy and it's only going to get crazier as we get into the winter months. But Jacob has done some digging and found a really interesting event that's going to be going on pretty soon here that effectively brings a combine to esports. Jacob, what's going on with this?
Yeah, and when you say digging, I've been digging. There is a lot here. But yeah, it's interesting because we kind of talked about this a while ago about like having a combine. And so this is literally an esports combine geared towards high school players, geared towards... What they said on their website is that players can create a scouting report to connect with schools. Parents can hear from educators and learn about programs. And education can network with recruiters to access prospect directories. So basically what it is, there's a lot of panels, there's a lot of workshops, and there's going to be like game competitions that's going to be shown by Super League Gaming. But basically it's going to be an event where students can create an actual literal scouting report, which is probably the coolest thing out of all this, because it's being hosted by GYO Network, GEO, however we're supposed to announce it. But they have a system that is an academic and a gaming like scouting report. So things of like statistics of like, what are you good at in your game of X, Y, and Z? And academic is, you know, their school and their grades and all that. But if they go and they compete, then they can get like video footage that goes with their scouting report. So like it creates a package that they can give to schools. So
that's really awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's really awesome. And, right. And you know what? And here's the one thing that we've been saying about the collegiate esports scene for a very long time. Is that, you know, it's so large and so vast that it becomes difficult, really, to get a good grasp on it and figure out what schools are the best, what teams are the best, you know, which players are the best. And as we go on, and this thing is moving real fast, but as, you know, college esports grows to more schools, we're going to need tools like this and events like this. Because I, as a journalist, want to be able to say this kid coming out of, you know, Washington, D.C. is going to be one of the best Overwatch players in the country. Give him 2 years at a big program. Maryville needs to pick this kid up right now. Like,
but even,
that
like,
is
besides
the
that,
type
we need,
of
to
information
understand,
we need.
We need to understand a pipeline, too. That's another big part of it. Like, you can have that information, but if we don't know a pipeline, like, how do we get that person to there? And on that, because this is another big thing that I thought was interesting, is that the Combine brings in next college student athlete, NCSA, to provide tips and understanding about that pipeline. So they're going to be... We're going to be getting information, and the Combine's going to help college teams send team offers and scholarships to players across North America. So it's like they're helping that pipeline, as you know, a Combine would. So
this is
cool.
So cool.
Yeah, it's
this
really
is so cool.
Cool.
And you know, one thing that I definitely want to touch on, and I want to direct this towards both kids and parents. Is that, you know, if you're a gamer, if you're 16, 17 years old right now, and you want to look at esports as a way to, you know, pay for your secondary education, you may not even want to go pro, but you are good enough to play in college. This is something that I look at and I go, how can you not participate in this? How can you not? I mean, the benefits of getting a package of your gameplay plus your metrics, you know, your saber metrics, your statistics, plus being able to be introduced to coaches and other sort of executives at these universities. I think this is amazing. And for parents, I mean, invest in your kid, right? They say it all the time, you know, invest in your kid.
Information
if you got a kid that's, yeah, if you got a kid that is good, I mean, if your kid's walking up to you going, hey, mom, I'm the top 150 in Overwatch, don't let that be just a BS statement. Invest in that. If your kid just told you they're one of the top 200 in the whole world of anything besides, you know, something, you know, really terrible and negative, like, invest in that. Like, you don't want your kid to say, oh, I'm the top 200 in the world of, you know, getting suspended. But, like, a top 200 player in the world of Overwatch, invest in your kid. This is exactly what you should be doing. And on top of that, you have the ability to talk to, you know, gaming career professionals. They have networking. There's workshops here on how to be an esports pro, as well as the business.
Let's talk about some of those workshops, because there's some interesting things here. So they have gaming career sessions. They have the business and law of esports. They have learning how to be an esports pro, which I'd love to sit on that, to be like, here's how you're a gamer.
Absolutely.
Like, I would love to see that. And then they also have VR and the bridge from traditional sport to esport. That's interesting to me, because I saw one VR esport thing before, and it was enough for me to pay money for. Like, I'd be done. it's crazy.
Right.
But another thing I want to hit on before we talk about, like, the admission side of it, is one thing that I learned, even, like, when I tried out for UNLV's Valorant team, is you can be, like, competent at a game. And obviously, if you're great, you want to try out. But even if you're if you're good, a lot of coaches are looking for people. Like, a lot of coaches say that skill can be taught. And so if you know how to play the game well, that can get you into a college program, because a college can make you better. And I feel like a lot of kids would be like, well, I'm not top 200 in Overwatch, so maybe I shouldn't try out even though I'm diamond or something. And so you coaches can give you that skill level over time, because that's the point of a program.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the last point we want to hit is that obviously there is a tiered admission to this. Apparently there's a free admission that does give you access to the workshops and the stream to the combine and whatnot, and a free scouting profile. And you know what? We should try these. We should try these.
Honestly, that's a great idea. That's a good idea. We should do that.
Yeah, we should try these. I'm terrible. If I put forward my League of Legends one, I'm going to be embarrassed, so it's going to have to be Overwatch.
Well, I'd have an S+ NAR scouting profile, so.
There it is. But if there is some other tiered things where, you know, if you pay the top flight, which is for $130, you'll get a 15-minute pre-event profile review. You'll get a handwritten scouting report for the game of your choice, as well as direct introduction to three top choice college esports directors.
That's huge.
So again, parents, if you are the parent of a kid who is really good at an esport in high school right now, this is something that, I mean, $130 in my opinion is, I mean, that's a fraction of what, you know, kids pay for travel soccer,
right?
Or to register their kid for football for the season. So definitely look into this. We will be putting this on our website, all the information, checkpointxp.com. Check this out, because, again, I think this is a really great idea, and I want to see more of this kind of stuff. So make sure you check it out. Yeah, and so also make sure you check it out. This is going down October 16th through the 18th, so you got a couple weeks, and you are going to register at combine.gg. So combine.gg. Get in before October 16th, and hopefully you know, kids, high school kids out there can make a future for themselves and pay for some school through this combine.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.